To the Conference Committee on House Bill 3112. Hereby open the work session on House Bill 3112. Committee, we have two amendments to discuss, the B-9s and B-10s. And B-9, of course, was the point of some conversation at our last convening. So, Tom, would you come forward as far as how you, what your feelings are and whether the B-9 amendment is... All right, as far as your end is concerned.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the bill is 3120.
Yes.
Not 3112.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't know if that makes a difference on the record, but we have no objections to the amendments on Gilbert or Hazelnut or to the other amendments that they worked out. They're fine.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience that has any comment? The Attorney General's office?
There's no truth to the proposal that you wanted to make this the Mildred nut rather than the hazelnut. Chandler's suggestion.
He would have been hazelnut.
Representative Girard, members of the committee, Philip Schradl from the Attorney General's office. The language in the B-9 amendments to 3120 was worked out with our concurrence yesterday, and I want to commend Representative Greenlink and Senator Starr for being so helpful and cooperative, and Ms. Godwin as well. The language will work for us just fine.
Thank you very much. Any questions of Mr. Schradl? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who wishes to make any kind of testimony in regards to the B-9 amendments to 3120? Okay.
Mr. Chair, are you ready for a motion?
We're ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the B-9 amendments to House Bill 3120.
As amended. As amended, yeah. Senator Starr has moved the B-9 amendments to House Bill 3120. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the B-9 amendments are adopted. Let's see. Who do we need? Mike Dewey, please. This is in regards to the B-10. Amendment.
The nut bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very quickly, you can see in Section 20 of this bill, for the record, Mike Dewey, that Senate Bill 854 has been enrolled. That means it's been signed by the governor. It is, in fact, law. And there was a Filbert Commission. It is now the Hazelnut Commission, and we wanted to be a part of this landmark legislation appear before you today. And so we are very happy to be able to be a part of this.
Mr. Chair,
all right.
On behalf of St. Filbert of Padua, I do want to object to this, but we'll let it go forward.
But we thought it appropriate to, in fact, have their correct name in the statute because they are promoting hazelnuts, and they are very good for you. We called them about the Mildred nut, and they declined that opportunity.
They're going to stick with hazel, huh?
So we're going to stick with hazel at this point in time.
Any questions of Mr. Dewey? Seeing
a lot
thank you.
Of questions of Mr. Dewey. Nothing in reference to this bill.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Zoner.
Yeah, I'd love to move the nut amendment here, B-10 into 3120.
Has it been?
Never was there more appropriate carriage.
Pick on someone your own size, will you?
Gary George isn't here.
Representative Zoner has moved the B-10 amendments to House Bill 3120. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, is there any objections? The B-10 amendments are adapted to 3120.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 3120 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Zoner has moved House Bill 3120 as amended to both floors with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, we move House Bill 3120 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have anyone who would like to volunteer to carry it on the Senate side?
I'll do it if you don't want it.
I won't dance, though.
We'll let the junior senator.
Senator Starr will carry on the Senate side, and Representative Greenlick will carry on the House side. And we, any further business of the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I need you to sign this conference committee report while we're here, and I'd like to clarify the record, for the record, what this conference committee has done. The first time we met on 29th of July, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we adopted the -B8 amendments, and then today we adopted the -B9 and -B10 amendments. For the record, there will be a clarifying amendment which combines the three amendments adopted by this conference committee to be printed prior to it hitting the floor, Mr. Chair.
Any questions of our knowledgeable administrator?
Do we have a party for the conference committee?
A quickie. Seeing none and having concluded its business, the conference committee and House Bill 3120 is adjourned.
We still await.